Last but not
Meatloaf.
This messenger.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Pure Orgasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Somebody pass me that soccer ball, please.
Oh, here you go, man. Here you go.
Thank you, man. I would have gotten myself, but earlier I was playing by myself. I don't have a lot of friends, so I was just kicking the ball around, and I dislocated my hip.
While kicking a soccer ball?
I kicked it fucking hard. Look at my calves, dude.
Dude, you know how hard you got to kick a soccer ball to dislocate your hip?
Yeah.
Are you 60?
Well, I'm not that old, but, you know, I'm pushing like 30s.
Is it dislocated right now?
Yeah, it's dislocated. Look at this thing. Check it out.
Why aren't you in the hospital?
I don't know. I feel this game is important enough that I need to stay here. I'm sorry, I don't have friends, obviously, so it's not that important. But yeah, I like playing soccer.
Well, do you want me to have this nurse come look at it?
Yeah, can you come and look at this?
She's right here.
And all right, hold
on. She could probably take a look.
Let me pull
her pants down. Nurse, what do you think of this this dislocated hip?
I think it's dislocated and he needs to take his ass to the hospital.
Okay, but I don't have medical insurance and Obamacare wouldn't even cover me.
I can't help you there.
Oh, shit. Well, all right, nurse, Miss Hot Nurse, go out there. Go long. I'm going to kick this ball to you with my left foot. I can still kick a goal with my left foot.
While standing on a dislocated hip.
I'm that good.
Oh, okay, best of luck.
Okay, watch. Go long. Here we go.
Did you say go long? Go long is like football, man. Not like real football, like American football.
Look at that
say
ball.
Go long.
Hey, sir, be quiet. The ball is still in the air. Hold on. I hope she catches it. It's coming down fast.
Got it.
Damn, she's good. She's way over there now, dude. She can't hear us.
I'm just impressed that the nurse actually went out for a long soccer ball pass.
Dude, like nurses nowadays do everything. They can cook. They can clean. They can bandage. I heard they can sweep, vacuum. They can also catch footballs and soccer balls.
They can do everything, man. It's awesome. That's awesome.
Hello, nurse.
That was the weakest whistle ever. All right, dude.
That was awful.
Hey, she's way over there, dude. I don't know. Should we go hit on her?
That's up to you, man.
I know. It's something about the nurse thing, man. I love candy stripes, too.
You probably got a better shot than I do with that sexy beard you got.
I don't know. The beard does something, doesn't it?
I know. I don't know.
Well, she loves...
Do it. Go for it. See what happens.
How about we just invite her over and we do a podcast?
Okay, sounds good.
Is that cool?
Yeah, I'm down with whatever, man.
Hey, nurse.
Yes.
Medic.
How can I help you?
Hey, me and my new friend right here. I call him Jive-In Jimmy because his forehead's
Jive-In?
So big. It's like
Jive-In Jimmy or Drive-In Jimmy.
Drive-In. You heard what I said the first time.
Cut me some slack, Jack.
Yeah, we're gonna record a podcast. I don't know if you know what a podcast is. It's just basically us talking, and I record it, and then I put it up for my own amusement later.
Oh, okay.
Does that sound good?
It's like talk radio, but on the internet. That's all you got to know.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Cool.
Hey, Norma, give us a horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
That's horrible.
I can't even control myself. So horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is so awkward. This is horribly awkward. No one off.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to the 51st episode of Horribly Awkward. I am Sean, and unfortunately, again, I'm your host for this week's show. But I do have an awesome killer show with some very special guests lined up for you. Thanks for downloading and listening. I do appreciate it. If you like what you hear, tell a Ghostbuster, tell a cyborg, tell a Terminator, because word of mouth is a beautiful thing. So use what your mama gave you. And I'm not talking about your booty. You guys can send me your voicemails and ask me a question, or just tell me something like, hey, Sean, you're stupid. I'm okay with either one of those. The number is 510-600-3475. You can always find that number down below in the description. Or you can reach out to me the old-fashioned way at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. On today's show, guess who's back? Back again. Scotty's back. Hell's
back
friend.
Backstreet's back. All right.
From the Gaming Outsider, from the Hollywood Outsider, and probably about every other episode of Horribly Awkward at this point, I got Scott Clark back. Scotty, what is up?
Sean, you're stupid.
Yeah, thank you. I agree.
I'm just following the instructions, man.
Oh, you got the instructions.
I did get the instructions, and I follow. I do what I'm told, man. That's like my lot in life. I do what I'm told.
I'm so glad you do what you're told, because right now what I want you to do is we're going to play a little game of chat roulette.
No, we will not. Oh, you don't mean literal chat roulette? You got a different something going on?
Yeah, Scott, let's play Just the Tip. Ready? Okay.
That's not as fun as it sounds.
That's definitely not as fun as it sounds. Not for me, it isn't. So I don't want to be any part of that. I was just joking. But Scott, you brought a cool, awesome friend. Old friend of yours, new friend of mine.
This is very true.
I have to say that this chick right here, I will mention her name in a sec, but she seems way too cool to be your friend, Scott. She,
I agree.
And I know you pay your friends. I'm not sure like the amount you pay for each friendship, but I'm sure you paid her a lot because...
I didn't pay her as much as I pay everybody else. You'd be surprised the little amount that I paid her.
Wow. You're gonna make her feel cheap right now. I mean, we need to hustle you for some more money, man.
I know.
Yeah. So
I got limited funds, man. I'm a teacher.
So welcome to this episode and her very first podcast, Miss Sarah Bond.
Hello,
Sarah.
And where's my check?
Check is in the mail. That's what I always say.
It's in the mail.
Yeah. I send you. It's basically an IOU. It just says, check will be here tomorrow, right?
Yeah. So what I did is I sent you a check for twice the amount that I sent you last year.
Which was zero?
That
was nothing. Wow. How you guys doing? Sarah, you're new to the podcasting world. This is your first one. And we just met. I've known Scott for a while. And I've been waiting to meet somebody who's known Scott for a while because I want the dirt.
The dirt. He doesn't have any damn dirt.
He's got to have something.
You know that guy.
What's he got? He's got something. Was he a nerd in high school?
He's still a nerd.
That's true. What kind of clothes did he wear?
Charm. Huh?
What kind of clothes does Scott wear? I picture him with a tux at school in high school. I don't know why.
I didn't know him in high school.
Oh, yeah.
We go even further back.
Oh, yes. My God. How further?
Yeah. Oh man, you're not even ready for this story, dude.
I'm ready. I'm ready for all stories. Tell me a story.
Well, so, go ahead, Sarah.
You're gonna do it? Okay, so Scott was in kindergarten with me, and what my mother lovingly refers to as my very first boyfriend.
Ooh, Scotty.
Yeah. Was it kindergarten or was it first grade? That was first
kindergarten.
Grade.
It was kindergarten.
It was kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? Did he pants you or did he like push you against the wall, pull your hair? I mean, what did boys do back in kindergarten?
Well, Scott used to walk me like and hold my hand, tried to walk me home.
Oh,
yeah, he was.
What a gentleman.
Didn't your mom say like tried to walk you out to her car every day after school?
Yeah. Trying to hold my hand.
I actually like wrote a blog post about her back when I was writing blogs back in the day because I lovingly refer to Sarah as my first rejection ever because like Sarah was literally the first girl I ever had a crush on when I was a kid. Because you know how like most kids have that go through that cootie phase where like they're afraid of girls?
Yeah, of course.
I missed that somehow. I never had it. So like in kindergarten, first grade, I was all about it. And I like crushed on Sarah so hard. And I wrote this blog post about how, like, because I was so, like, had this such a big crush on her. Sarah, do you remember Halloween?
Yes.
Because there was a Halloween party at our school, and we were in, like, kindergarten or first grade. My mom, who was super creative, dressed me up as a Rubik's Cube for Halloween. Not even making this up. It's like this big, giant box that had armholes and a head hole, and she made, like, construction paper and electrical tape and made a Rubik's Cube. And if I remember correctly, you were dressed up like a princess. Yes?
No.
What were you dressed up as?
The witch from The Wizard of Oz. Green face and everything.
I totally had that wrong. But the pointy hat at least. The pointy hat was there.
Yes.
And we had to pick partners to go trick-or-treating because we did a trick-or-treating activity during school. And I was scanning the room looking to who I was going to pick to be my partner. And she locked eyes on me and said, no, no.
Good choice.
And so I picked her anyway, and she started crying. And so I felt really bad, and instead I picked my best friend at the time who was dressed up like a zombie, and he and I went trick-or-treating because she was so mortified to go trick-or-treating with me. And it was like my first rejection ever, and it crushed me at the time. But it's a funny story.
Dude, you remember a lot of shit from – I mean, I can't remember nothing from that far back. And that dude, Scott, you were like a little pimp. You're just pointing at people like you.
Oh, I used to like dream about her. Like, this is super creepy. There was a song back in the 80s.
Tell me the creepy shit. I want to know it all.
When we were kids, there was a song by the band Starship called Sarah. Do you know the song Sarah by Starship?
Yes, I do.
I know you do. I hope you do. You know that song, Sean?
I don't know. Can you sing it?
Sarah.
Yep. Okay.
Sarah. Yeah, yeah. I was obsessed with that song when I was in first grade because of this girl right here. And my mom used to play it for me and tease me about it and all this kind of stuff. And it was hilarious. So long story short, you moved out of town, by second grade, right?
First grade.
You moved to Ohio. And I haven't talked to her in 30 years. Literally 30 years. Fast forward to a year or two ago.
When I'm writing my blog.
No. I wrote the blog like 6 or 7 years ago.
I wrote blogs when I was in first grade. I was like blogging it up.
No, so I'm sitting around with my buddy Jeff, and we're sitting around talking, and he starts talking about this buddy of his that has the same last name as Sarah, her maiden name. And I said, wow, I've never heard that name before. Since I was in first grade or kindergarten, first grade, I said, I told him the whole story about how I had this crush on this girl and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, she used to live in Rockford and maybe that's her cousin. And he talked about having a cousin named Sarah. Was it your cousin, Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Cousin?
Yeah, my cousin.
So like that got me thinking, and I was like, man, I should look her up and like on Facebook and see if I can find her. So I like did the Facebook creepy thing and like found the first Sarah. I actually searched by her maiden name. And the first Sarah I found was actually her married name because she's married now. And I messaged her this message that said, hey, I don't know if this is really weird, but I went to school with a girl by the same name as you like 30 years ago. And I told her the story and I said, if this is not you, I apologize. But if it is, that would be really cool. Shoot me a message. Let me know if it's you.
No,
she did worse than that. She didn't respond.
Oh.
There was no response. No response.
But did the little picture pop up like they seen it? Oh, I hate happens.
Totally.
Fuck you. When I message someone on Facebook, and sometimes like I see you're in a position you can't talk, so you look at it and you like get back to it later. But if you just never do, and I just know you've seen it, oh, that crushes me, man.
It took 6 months.
In all fairness, I didn't see it at first. It went to like the others folder in Facebook land that I didn't even know existed. And then I found it, and I was like, it took me a while to figure out who you were.
Didn't you have to, like, go, like, ask your mom?
I did. I had to, like, go back and talk to my mom, and I was like, what elementary school? Because you had mentioned, like, the elementary school or something. And I was like, what elementary school did I go to? And was there a Scott? And she goes, oh, my God, yeah.
So. Because I had a different last name at that point because I was my parents were divorced when I was, like, 2. And so for some weird reason, I went by my stepdad's last name, like all through my elementary and high school years. And so when I finally went back to my actual last name of Clark, I went as Scott Clark for like forever.
What was your last name?
Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X. Yeah. And so I had to explain who I was and tell the proper name. And I was worried she wouldn't recognize the name. But 6 months later, I'm sitting at a friend's house watching Game of Thrones. And I get this message from her on Messenger that says, hey, sorry for the delay. But yeah, it's me. Good to hear from you, blah, blah, blah. And then like we started talking and became friends. And it's been 30 years since I've talked to her. And we were literally in kindergarten. And now I'm friends with her. That's just like kind of a freaking cool story,
dude. That's awesome. I love like I don't remember shit. You should have did like one thumbs up in your picture and holding a Rubik's cube in the other, just like
I wish I had a Rubik's cube. I would totally do that.
That I probably would have got it immediately.
Yeah, Rubik's Cube. Dude, I watched this kid do this Rubik's Cube thing one-handed in under 30 seconds. Have you seen that?
No. I have seen it. That's nuts.
Fucking crazy. Just spinning that thing around with one hand, a couple fingers, and he solves the whole thing in under 30 seconds.
Yeah, I can't even do it with two hands.
I can't either.
There's that one I saw. I think they did a trick on a guy. Like, he could solve it blind, a blind kid or something, and he, like, does it. Or maybe he's blindfolded, and he does it, and he puts it down, and it's not even solved. And everyone's like, yeah! Like, fake cheering him on or something. I don't know. Some stupid video. This way my mind works. Just
want to make him feel good?
Yeah. You know,
got it, man.
I would love if my friend just tried to make me feel good, you know?
I don't know, man. But, like, this story is, like, maybe it's because it's so recent, but like it's just really cool to me. To like, I always love like going on when Facebook first came around. I love reconnecting with people from high school and from elementary school and all that kind of stuff. But then to like find somebody that I knew 30 years ago was just like the most amazing experience. Dude, I mean, it was very cool. And now we're like really good friends. So even though I've never met her in person,
you have met her in person. Remember, you pointed at her.
Well, I met her in person 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I get... Like, Scott wants to come hang out. He's been bugging me, like, if you can come... Like, if I come and drive to California, will you let me stay at your apartment? He keeps asking me this over and over and over. So, I don't know. I'm considering it, but I'm scared. Because I know Scott's, like, what, 7, 8 feet tall?
I'm 6'2".
He's 6'2", and then your forehead's, like, another 8 inches.
Yes. I have a large forehead. You can play tennis on it.
You're very tall with your forehead. Very, very top heavy.
Well, how tall are you?
I am 6'1".
I didn't know you were that tall.
Yeah, wow. I'm 6'1". I'm 6'1", nice. Dude. Yeah, I got big hands, big feet, and that's it. Yeah. I'm probably like 6 foot now because I slouch a lot. I bet you if I like straightened up against the thing. And, yeah, I might still be 6'1". I should check that out one of these days. I haven't measured myself in a while. Measure my height. We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that before it gets weird. Weird again.
It's already weird, man. It's okay. It's horribly awkward. This is supposed to be.
It's always weird. It's always weird. So, you know, like, I didn't really have any plans for this show. I thought we'd just come and bullshit for a while. I'm in the middle of cleaning my apartment and packing everything to move.
Hey, you're moving.
Yeah. Luckily, it's only 150 feet. So it's not very far. I could do it all in one day in a couple hours. But just now I'm cleaning stuff, like stuff I have never cleaned in 3 years I've been here, like the oven.
Oh.
Underneath.
That sounds gross.
Underneath the stove, behind the toilet, against like in the corners. All those weird places where like you kind of clean around, but you don't really get in there and scrub. And it's just like, I don't know. I just need a couple hours to break away from that. And hang out and talk to you guys.
That's awesome, man. Thanks for thinking of us.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I'm going to bank this one for next week. Recording this a week early.
So we're going to be your first podcast that's released after your move.
It'll be released the weekend that... Well, it'll be released probably on Sunday, and then I move on Monday. But I don't got enough time. Next weekend will be like tightening all the stuff up that I have left to do in one day. Because on Monday... I want to get it all done in one day, you know, and move. Just move. And
well, the hard part's going to be making your room acoustically sound to be able to record a podcast, because we all know I'm a sound Nazi.
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
He is. I'm a little bit of sound Nazi. I'm a little bit of sound Nazi. Is that even a real sentence? I'm a little bit of sound Nazi.
It was a rap lyric. It was like a good rap lyric right there.
Yeah. But
you can have that for free.
What I'm thinking about doing, Sarah doesn't know this, Scott definitely knows this, I'm a hermit. I outside of podcasting is really my social environment. This is where I get most of my hanging out with friends time. I'm more of a hermit. I stay in my room. I have a roommate now. He's right here. I'm used to just being able to bullshit with him all the time. But I'm
Hi, roommate.
He can't hear you.
Oh.
But unless he's in my head, I don't think he is. But I'm a hermit. I stay in my room. My podcasting stuff's in my room. My video games. All my systems are in my room, my laptop, my computer.
Wait, you like video games?
Yes.
Did we just become best friends?
Yes, we did. Everything's in my room. So when I go to a new place, and it's going to be my own one bedroom with a living room and a bedroom, I'm thinking about migrating all my shit out to the living room. More space. I won't feel as secluded. if I have my systems out there and possibly my desk and my computer.
You're getting a big boy apartment?
Yeah, I got my big boy pants on.
Good job.
Yeah, I can take my bib off. I'm not going to drool on my shirt.
You can have girls over. It's not strange.
Yeah, I'm allowed to have girls over. I was thinking about, you know, taking my pull-ups off, just going, just going boxers like a man.
I don't know if I want to meet the girls you've dated, Sean, because according to your last podcast, the girls you've dated are not as good looking as Najara Townsend when she's all like jacked up and looking like with weird contacts. And
that's all. That was just my way of saying like she's super beautiful. She knows it. But like even when she's like a zombie and all corroded in this movie, you're like, I deal with that. That's pretty and that's super hot for me. And I don't
just approach from the east.
I don't mean every girl that I dated. You know,
You're not talking about the ones that are listening.
I have friends. I have ex-girlfriends from back in, like, you know, high school. They're very good looking still. But the girls that I dated, you know, the last chick that I dated that I was talking about that I moved to Texas with, she's a fucking disaster. All right.
Wow.
Ouch.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, I hope she hears this. Like I say, you fucking suck. And I'm not even trying to cover that up. But yeah, it was more of a joke thing, dude. Don't take things so serious, dude.
Yes, Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the one that's taking things too serious?
Yeah, yeah. These are fighting words. These are fighting words.
So, dude. Sarah, Sean doesn't know you. Why don't you tell him a little bit about yourself? What's your life like?
Yeah, I heard you cuss like a sailor. I'd love to hear some cuss words. Give me all your cuss words right now. All of them. Nice. Now you feel nervous.
If you got to think about it.
No. They'll come out as I talk. But yeah, that made me nervous. It put me on the spot. I'm married to a sailor, too. So it's kind of the environment.
That's where it comes from.
That I'm in.
So the rumors are true. Like, sailors cuss a lot?
Oh, yes. We all have potty mouths and horrible innuendo jokes, and yeah, community is wonderful.
Because you don't have much. You haven't even cussed once. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for, like, the cunt bomb or the dick bombs or the fuck bombs, and no bombs are being dropped. I want to hear some bombs.
We'll get there.
I know. I get it. I get it. New fuck environment, new people. Fuck it!
Fuck, man. Give me a break.
Yeah, give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit-Kat bar.
Mmm, chocolate.
Fuck Kit-Kat, it sounds good right now. Chocolate just sounds good.
Oh. Chocolate sounds good.
Oh. Chocolate is so overrated. So overrated.
Oh, what kind of chocolate are you eating?
Chocolate is so overrated. I'm all about the fruity candies.
Oh, Skittles, yeah, of course Starburst. You are. Of course.
Of course I am. Gummy bears, gummy worms.
Yeah, me too, but that shit's really bad for your teeth.
Oh, like chocolate's not.
Chocolate's not as bad as gummy bears. You just get jammed in your teeth and then they dissolve and they just stay in there.
Fat free. It's a fat free candy. That's my game and I'm sticking to it.
But chocolate has such other wonderful effects.
Such as?
The same biological effects as love. That's why people enjoy it when they eat it.
That's why that's why I enjoy chocolate, because I get no love anywhere else. So I just sit with a candy bar. I sit with a Hershey's and I break those little rectangles off one at a time and I just eat them like.
Sean can't get any love, so he sticks a Butterfinger up his ass.
Don't fucking tell him.
Sharing your secrets.
Do you like saw off the sides so it's a little bit more contoured to the shape of your ass, or do you like just like this, you know? Ram it home as is.
Whatever works, dude. I love Butterfingers.
Seems like there would be better candy bar options
than a Butterfinger.
Like a Baby Ruth, you know,
That sounds painful as hell. A Baby Ruth,
Chico sticks, those Chico sticks.
Maybe a Charleston Chew. That's a little more your size.
A Twix, maybe.
A Twix. Double your pleasure, double your fun.
Maybe a sixlet. Those little sixlets. That would work.
Sixlets? You're farting blow bubbles like mint freshness in a bubble.
Oh, gosh. This escalated quickly.
It always does.
It always does. Every single episode. That's why it's called Horribly Awkward.
there's a much different flow from when I'm hanging out with friends and then when I have like an actor or someone on where like I got this list of stuff I'm trying to bring up. And then they're like, if I'm just hanging out with friends, I don't really have any plans. So it just like, it just always goes to something up the butt.
And it did.
Maybe that's a clue, Sean. Maybe you should like let us know something. I don't know.
But you know what?
That you like things up the butt.
Just tell that's me what you want me to tell you. I'll just tell it to you the way you tell me you want to hear it.
Just like, how's that closet treating you? That's all I want to know.
Oh, the closet's great. I keep the doors closed.
Do you?
Yeah.
Not like my house when I was upstairs recording before and you could see into my closet that was open and I was not in it.
That was annoying.
I came out of it way a long time ago.
No, I hate when people have closets open in the background.
You like this background better?
Wait, is Sarah's closet open back there? Does it have a door?
There's no closet behind me.
Okay. It kind of looks like a closet, right?
It's a bookshelf. I'm in an office, not my bedroom. Sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah, I'd rather be in an office than my bedroom. I got extra rooms. I have offices.
So, Sean, what have you been up to, man? I haven't talked to you in, like, outside of, like, texting, like, in months. What's been going on with you?
Yeah, you sent me that picture the other day. I think you accidentally sent me a picture, and I didn't want to see that.
Didn't want to see what picture?
You sent me dick pics?
Yes.
Scott.
It laid across your palm and went to, like, the middle of your hand.
I'm sorry, man. I'm a grower, not a shower.
Oh, man. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on Front Street, man. We can change locations.
I didn't know y'all were that close. Like, you guys have gotten to sharing dick pics?
It was an accident. It just totally, it was like, bling. I looked at it like, whoa, what's that? I did send Scott a dick pic the other day.
I meant to send it to Aaron, and it went to you instead.
I 100% sent you a dick pic, I think,
did you?
Right?
You did send me a dick pic, and it was Dick Cheney.
Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy. Yeah. I'm sorry, yes, Dick Tracy.
I was like, you want to see my dick pic? Get ready, ... And
the embarrassing part was I said yes.
And then I sent him a picture of Dick Tracy.
Of course you said yes.
I don't know what's more sad, that like I was depressed that it wasn't your actual dick or that it was a picture that I knew who Dick Tracy was from the picture. Because that's like 1940s, isn't it?
They had Dick Tracy with, what is it?
Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
When was that, 80s?
But that movie was awful.
That's all
was
I know.
Was it the 80s or the 90s?
Yeah, it was like, it had to have been eight ladies. Ladies.
The 80s or the 90s?
Eight ladies. I've been eight ladies.
Eight ladies. That sounds like a good time.
It sounds like a disaster.
Yeah, it sounds like, what do I do? I don't know. There's too much to focus on. Jesus.
1990 was Dick Tracy.
Ah, so
we're both right.
Yeah. Right on the dot. 90. Bam. Man, so does that make that a 90s movie or an 80s movie? Because since they filmed it in the 80s, but it came out in 90.
That's a really good question. I'm going to posit that on The Hollywood Outsider and see what happens. A fantastic podcast you should listen to, by the way, which can be found at thehollywoodoutsider.com.
That's
the shameless plug.
That's thehollywoodoutsider.com. And we type with our pinkies like this. Tap, 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 tap. Yeah, speaking of shout-outs, dude, let's do some shout-outs real quick. Let's get this out of the way. You ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah. It's party time, people. I'm gonna shout it out. Tell my friends what it's all about. Making love in the streets and between the sheets. Gonna shout them homies out. It's the Horribly Awkward Podcast. It's a shout out segment of the show. So shout out the people you know. Let's make love grow on the Horribly Awkward Show.
So first off, shout out to Najara Townsend, who was on the podcast last week. She couldn't have been a cooler person to hang out with on the podcast. And now we're BFF, so life is good. My BFF is Najara Townsend. That's fucking fantastic.
That was a great episode, by the way. If you haven't listened to it, it was really, really solid.
Thank you, man. And also, that kind of stemmed to another podcast I have lined up soonish, who will be with Matt Mercer. He's another actor. He was in Contracted 1, and he was the lead of Contracted 2, and he's in Sci-Fi's new movie that just came out called Damn Sharks, where it's like sharks make a dam out of human bodies.
Oh, when you say dam shark, you mean like dam, like a beaver dam, not like cursed shark.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that soon. But yeah, big shout out to Matt, because Matt said, yeah, he's down to do it. So after I do my move and stuff, we're going to make that happen. And I hate to like say things before they happen, because if they don't happen, it sounds stupid. But fuck it! Russell Hodgington, I can't even say his last name, but from he plays Doc on Sci-Fi's show Z Nation. I fucking love that show. And that dude is super awesome, and he's going to come on too. So we're going to be chatting it up, which is going to be
nice.
Super cool.
And very nice.
Yeah, I don't have any more. One more shout out to the Is Anybody There podcast. Listen to their podcast. Very cool. It's a post-apocalyptic podcast. It's entirely improv. It's a 30-minute podcast. They have people call in, survivors. I'm a survivor. So I called and left them a message, and then I went on the show. I'm not sure if that's coming out this week or next week. It's coming out very soon, but it's called Is Anyone There? Really cool podcast. These guys are awesome. It's just a great idea. I just love that there's people actually doing interesting stuff, unlike the Hollywood Outsider, who just talks about movies and boring shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nah,
that's what we do.
You know I like
fighting words.
Fighting words. Fight! Fight! Yeah, did you know that Brian Williams is going to leave your guys' show and come to my show?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I told
him. He's already left our show, but he's already gone. So cool. He's officially like on your show now?
I told him he had to leave your show if he wanted to. He kept asking me if he could be a guest. I'm like, oh, you could be a host if you leave the hose.
So are you changing it to Horribly Redneck? Is that what the podcast is going to be called?
Yep.
Yeah, you play the Deliverance theme song every time he comes on?
Brian Williams, man, I can't wait. Next week you'll be on here hosting. You'll be on here hosting me.
Yeah?
You'll be on here hosting me.
You.
Yeah,
you can be. You can so you're be, a catcher.
You be my host, Scott. Give some shout outs. Do you stop being a fucking selfish prick, man?
I got two big shout outs to give. The first one comes to one of our listeners of my show, the Gaming Outsider podcast. His name is Colby Dean, and he's been a listener for quite a while. But he did something really awesome this past week. His birthday was recently, and he was given a brand new PS4. Got a brand new PS4, brand new gold headset, the real fancy headsets and like the Uncharted collection and all that. And so he now has two gold headsets. And he decided he loved our show so much that he asked us as the Gaming Outsider podcast to give away his extra gold headset to one of our listeners. And we did like a little bit of a drawing on our last week's episode and gave it away to a guy on our show named Michael Grimm, who's been a longtime listener. And I just thought that was freaking cool, and it's just such a big testament to how awesome our community is that he was willing to donate something that's like a $100 headset. That's not a cheap headset, and gave it away to somebody just because he loved us so much and loved the community and loved what we were doing, and I just thought that was awesome. So, Colby, thank you so much for being an awesome member of our community and being willing to do that. It was very awesome, and thanks to Michael Grimm as well for being an awesome guest. An awesome member of the community because he's been along for the long haul as well. The other shout out I want to give is to the Married to the Games podcast, which is actually how I met you, Sean, if you think about it.
Yeah.
That's how you and I connected, was through the Married to the Games podcast. Yes.
That's right. Yeah. I went into their forum or whatever it is one time to add my gamer tag. Yeah, gamertag. And one day you just kind of like sent me a message or popped in my game somewhere, and we were like, hey, I do podcast.
No, but in all seriousness, those guys are sincerely awesome. They've been a big inspiration for me to do a podcast because, as filthy as my mouth is, I'm very big about making my podcast clean.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm a teacher and I like to share my podcast with my students. And obviously, if it's not clean, I can't share with my students. And they kind of showed me that I can actually have a podcast and be clean and still be successful. So shout out to those guys. They recently had their 200th episode down in Nashville, and they actually offered all their listeners to come see them live. And me and my wife and our my brother and his fiance and their buddy of mine all drove down to Nashville with the intent of going to see this show and see their live recording and meet them in person. And it was so much fun. And if you like video games and you're okay with a clean podcast that doesn't have a lot of controversy, those guys are really genuinely funny and a good group of guys, and highly recommend them. So
I agree. But I have a question. Okay, so
I have an answer. That worked out well.
Maybe. So I have them on my Stitcher list. I haven't listened to the show in a long time. The last show that shows here is 193 from May 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a new
201, 202.
Do they have a new feed? Maybe, because that's the last show.
Maybe they're not on Stitcher.
What's that?
Maybe they're not on Stitcher. I don't know why you don't have it. Maybe because you're not listening to it, Sean. That's how it works. You have to listen to the most recent episode to be able to download the new ones.
That's not true. And Stitcher just shows them all. It says newest episode from May 25th.
I don't know.
Okay. I wonder if they even know that. Maybe I should let them know. Cool, dude. Cool, man. So hip. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah.
Thank you.
Give me some shout outs. Shout out to your husband.
Shout out to my husband who's on deployment. Hello, Christopher.
Hey, Chris.
And to my mom and dad for giving me life. And to you two, even though Scott just disappeared, for popping my podcast, Jerry.
Ooh.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's just like hanging out and talking. And when you listen to a podcast, it's different. You're like, is this stuff? I don't know. When I used to listen to podcasts, and I was intimidated by the idea.
It is. Yeah, it was intimidating. I was really nervous.
Yeah, but it's nothing. Are you still nervous?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not nervous.
I'm nervous. I'm sweating.
Why?
Big shout outs to Sarah's mom and dad. Yes, because without the two of them, there'd be no Sarah. You realize this. I kind of realized this. If your parents would have had sex 5 minutes later, you'd be a different person completely.
Is that right?
I don't know. Because a different sperm would enter the, not.
I am the sperm that won.
Yes. We're all the sperms that won.
I was the strongest, fastest sperm in the group.
I'm going to write that. I'm going to get a banner on my bedroom wall that says, I am the sperm that won.
It should be a t-shirt.
It should. It should definitely be. Like, if it was just a split second later, it could be, everything could be different.
It's true.
Or it just may never even, do you have any siblings?
I do. I have a younger sister.
Awesome. Yeah, I have a younger brother who's a couple of years younger than me. He's more like, he should be the big brother because he takes care of everything and he's successful. And I am not.
You just had different dreams.
Yeah, I know. My dreams were nightmares. Always nightmares. I literally have nightmares every time I sleep, which is terrible. Like, I don't really look forward to sleeping. I have sleep apnea, but I always have bad dreams.
You know, they make doctors that could help you figure that out.
I know. I should go do that. I need to get a better job with better insurance. Insurance is so expensive if you want decent insurance.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. One day I'm going to stop complaining about my problems and just go do something about it.
Be proactive. Take some steps. You know, you've got your big boy pants on now, so insurance is your next step.
My pants are so big boyish. I need a belt. I need two belts.
Sean, I need to come to Rockford.
No.
Why?
Yeah.
Come to California. You can come to California. You can visit both of us in one shot.
Boom.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
Yeah, start driving. How long will it take you?
Shit could happen.
I am working on coming to California, actually.
Sean out of his house. Get him to quit being a hermit.
Yeah, I know, but you don't understand. It's like if Sean meets us in person, he's going to be like super different person because he doesn't like social situations.
Oh, no, I'm fucking war. I am such a retard to meet in like real life. I'm just like off the hook. Maybe.
I can't wait to see that happen. I seriously want to meet you in person to see what that's like.
My thing is I'm really nervous, and eye contact fucks with my brain.
We're in eye contact, man.
No, we're not.
I'm looking at
your picture, though. I'm not going like, hey.
Hey, I don't know if you know this, but my picture is me.
He's longingly into Scott's eyes.
Quit flirting with me, man. It's kind of creepy.
But you're not looking at me. You're looking down. Look into the camera. I'll see how long I can do it. I can't do it that long. I can't even... I'm gonna tell you guys something. I've never told anybody this because I never really thought about it till right now. I can't even do eye contact in the mirror for very long.
You can't make eye contact with yourself.
I'm not joking. My brain starts thinking, overthinking it, and I can't do it. I don't look in the mirror ever. I don't ever look in the mirror. I don't need to.
That I believe.
I don't look. Only time I do is I'm holding the mirror, buzzing my hair because I do my own haircuts because I just buzz it short, but around the ears, I got to make sure like that I get all that. Weird, huh? That's super weird.
It is weird. Sean, what's going on in the world this week?
What's going on in the world today? People fighting, feuding, looting. It's okay. Let it go. Let it flow. Let the good times roll. Tell them, Dre. It ain't nothing but music. Come on, man. Eminem?
Yeah, you lost me.
Okay. What are you asking?
I start throwing some Anthrax lyrics or something.
What are you asking? What's going on in the world?
What's going on in the world? Like, on your episodes, you usually, like, bring up, like, what's been happening with news topics and whatnot. And
I haven't done that in a while. You guys come. Oh, actually, I want Sarah to tell me something that's happening. Actually, you know what? I want to go to San Diego. San Diego's fucking awesome.
You should move to San Diego. Find a roommate.
Well, yeah, let me just go with no job. Hope to find a job. You know how hard it is for me to move apartments and I'm only moving 150 feet away?
That's because moving is a nightmare.
It is. I mean, it's really all I got to do is, it's like I have a super small bathroom, super small
You got a
kitchen.
Lot of nerd knickknacks to move.
Yeah, but that stuff's all boxed up. I mean, all my stuff in my room is like ready to roll. I mean, I'm almost, except for my stuff here.
The important stuff.
Yeah, the important stuff I have out, all the computers and stuff. I can't go without my computer. This is my girl right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Cortana. Well, fuck her.
Sean, what happened that one time when you were recording and, like, you told Cortana to do something and it was... Do you remember that?
No, we were recording the first episode. I started talking and it, for some reason, it just, like, she just popped in and says, like, she didn't understand me or something. It was so random. Then we started laughing harder than I ever laughed because I was so nervous because it was the first episode, really, I was recording with Scott. And then we laughed a little more, and then I realized I didn't even push record yet.
Oh, it wasn't even recorded. I forgot about that. That was so funny. That was really good.
We went like 20 minutes, and then we had to start it over.
So, Sarah, you like movies, right?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of movies do you like? Because I'm a big movie guy, and I have kind of my genre that I gravitate towards. But what do you like?
I like action movies, I think, the most. I do the chick flicks too.
Action movies and chick flicks. What's your favorite movie of all time? I know, it's a tall order.
Yeah, it is.
How about what's that movie that when it pops on TV, you just automatically stay?
Yeah.
Princess Bride, probably.
Princess Bride.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I love Princess Bride.
Yeah, that's one of my movies.
We actually did like a... for Halloween one year, me and my friends and my sister-in-law all dressed up like the characters from Princess Bride and my brother.
Uh-huh.
I was the man in black. My brother was Inigo Montoya. My sister-in-law was Buttercup. And my buddy Rob was Vicini. And Rob is like one of those guys that goes so into his costumes that he goes into such detail. He had like the tunic that Vicini wears in that movie, like down to the detail, like down to the embroidery and everything like that. It was amazing. And if you ever met Rob, he's like a short, bald guy. So he was like perfect for Vicini. It was outstanding. And he was so good that we actually sat at my wife's friend's house and we acted out scenes from the movie and recorded them. They're actually on Facebook somewhere. Recorded the death scene of Vicini when he's like, you know, the two goblets with one in the poison, yeah, one that isn't. We recorded that whole thing and it was the hardest thing to not laugh the entire time because Rob memorizes movies like you wouldn't believe. And watching him perform that scene was outstanding because I'm doing all I can to not laugh and trying to remember my lines because I've seen the movie 100 times. But he memorized everything to the T and did every line so much like Vicini. It was so amazing. And it was a really good time. I wish I could show that to you guys.
Classic. That's one of those movies. I'm not good at recording lines or remembering anything at all, but that's one of those movies. There's like a million quotes in that movie.
Oh, so many quotes. So many quotes.
Go, give me three. Right now, three. Quick.
As you wish. Oh, the Sot has spoken. Stop that rhyming. I mean it. Anybody want a peanut? That's three, right?
I don't remember any of those.
Have fun storming the castle.
Have fun storming the castle. It's like the most Jewish line in the whole movie.
I can't remember stuff. I'm just terrible at doing that, recalling lines and shit. Unless it's like The Mask. Somebody stop me!
The Mask is severely underrated. I love that movie. The sequel was garbage, but the original was really good.
Yeah, so what's your favorite action movie, Sarah?
True Lies.
True. Ooh, that's a good call.
That's with Jamie Lee Curtis, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Have I seen that?
You've not seen True Lies?
Maybe.
It's a snow cone maker.
Would you consider Terminator 2 an action movie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's all action, right? Yeah, that movie's. I think it would stand the test of time, even though I haven't watched it recently.
The Terminator movies are good.
They really are. After 2, they kind of went downhill, but yes, they're really good.
After 2, I like 3, dude. 3 had like the best fighting scene ever. 2 indestructible Terminators. One of them's a hot chick. They're just throwing each other through walls and shit. How is that not fantastic? All we need is that. Should have made it a short film. Just give me those 5 minutes. That's it. That's all I needed.
If they took out John Connor out of that movie, that would have been a lot better movie.
And
Claire Danes. Claire Danes was awful in that movie. I'm sorry. I love her, but she was awful in that movie.
She's a great crier.
She does a lip quiver thing.
She's one of those actresses I just never really liked. Her and Kristen Stewart. I don't like either one of them.
I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not a big either of them fan.
My So-Called Life is where she, Claire Danes, right? My So-Called Life.
Yeah.
I do like Homeland.
Romeo and Juliet.
I liked Romeo and Juliet.
Have you guys ever seen Tromeo and Juliet?
No. What the hell are you talking about?
Look it up. It's like one of those cult type flicks, like those real dark indie flicks called Tromeo and Juliet. It's hilarious, dude. It's funny as shit. But I liked Homeland season 1. I thought it was fucking great, fantastic show. And then it kind of lost.
Did she cry on that?
What?
Does she cry in that?
Oh, she cries in that all the time. Like every episode.
All she's good at is crying.
But she has she's mentally unstable, so there's a reason behind it.
Well, there was very good casting.
The first season was so good, and it's one of those type of shows where is this happening or is it not happening? You got two sides of it, and like the whole season is trying to learn and decipher that what's really going on. And then they reveal what's really going on. So season 2 and 3 and 4 were okay, but it took away what made the show great. Which is weird. Yeah, I don't know. I love those type of movies where the whole time you're trying to figure out what's going on. Like, what is that movie recently with Rosamund Pike? Lost Girl. Gone Girl.
Gone Girl.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Oh, that movie is effed up. Like, totally.
But if you knew the twists, it wouldn't be that great.
I didn't know the twist. Have you seen the movie, Sarah?
No.
Oh, you need to watch Gone Girl.
It's fantastic. Oh. But if you knew the twist in the movie, the whole movie would be spoiled for you, and it wouldn't be as good. So it's discovering those twists. Like, it's not a movie you go in to watch twice. You just watch it once. And I mean, I went to the theater, and I was like, wow, this is incredible. What was the guy who big bloody scene... I don't want to give anything away.
The guy from How I Met Your Mother?
Yes.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris. Why did I forget that? MPH. Yes. That dude. Great, dude. Great cast. Great movie. That's a fantastic movie. Fantastic movie. I got a couple questions here for Sarah. Let's pull this up. These are very, very, very important questions.
Uh-oh.
Don't get nervous. They're easy. First one, the most important of all. Who is your celebrity crush?
That's a good one.
I don't think I knew this one until I started asking it and I had to figure it out.
I know who your celebrity crush is, Sean.
Everybody knows.
Oh, dude, you're such a Kristen Wiig fan. It's ridiculous.
Does it have to be like the current?
No.
No, just anybody. Just who is like your celebrity crush? Who's on your list?
Old school, that's even better. That's awesome.
Yeah, go.
I would say old school Robert Redford.
Robert Redford. Who's Robert Redford? I know the name. Hold on.
Go ahead and Google it.
You don't know who Robert Redford is, man?
I'm pretty. Yeah, okay. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You didn't know who Robert Redford was.
On top of my head, I was like, I knew it, but I didn't know it. I had to look.
If you didn't know who Robert Redford was on the top of your head, that's sad.
Yeah, I would say him or Paul Newman, early Paul.
Oh man, we need to watch this thing together like immediately because I love that movie.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Mm.
Cat on a hot tin roof. Sounds uncomfortable.
Sean, I know you're not a big classic movie guy, but go watch The Sting.
I'm looking through all these movies, Robert Redford. I don't even think I've really seen any of them. Peach Dragon was coming out.
He was in Peach Dragon?
He's in the new one.
No. He's not going to be anything. Like, he was in...
Indecent Proposal, wasn't that him?
Yeah, it was Indecent Proposal, but more to Sean's... the movies he likes. He was in the second Captain America movie, Winter Soldier. He was the villain.
Mm-hmm. I haven't really seen any of these movies.
Dude, go watch The Sting. Please go watch The Sting. It's a classic movie that, like, if you don't like it, you will not like classic movies.
1973, Scott. What are you trying to do to me?
Dude, that movie is so good. You have no idea how good that movie is.
Roger Ebert gave it 4 out of 4.
Oh, dude, it's so good. It's that is my, like, when I'm sick movie, I watch, like, just because it's so comforting. It's like comfort movie.
Yeah.
You know those movies you watch when you're not feeling well, and that's one of them. One of my two big ones.
This has Paul Newman in it as well, so must be, like, Sarah's favorite Paul movie Newman. Ever.
Paul Newman is so good. Man.
Oh, there's a circus in my house. Can you guys hear that?
Yeah. Boop, boop, got some excitement going on in there.
Yeah, children running around. There's nothing to do because everything's boxed up. Shit's everywhere. Yeah, Sting, I don't know, man. I'm not very much into going back watching old shit.
Dude, if you're ever going to watch an old movie, watch The Sting. I sincerely believe... I will not be the one to tell you to go back and watch, like, Citizen Kane or Casablanca or any of those. Like, granted, I like those movies, but they're not as accessible. I think The Sting still works. It really does. The characters are so good. The story is fantastic. And it's just so entertaining to watch from front to back.
Is it about a bee?
No. Oh. It's not about a bee. This is one of those movies that, like, spawned the whole, like, twist ending.
Ooh.
Granted, Rosebud. Citizen Kane is probably the first movie to ever do that, to give, like, a twist ending. The Sting is one of those that is, like, didn't see it coming. It was fantastic. The characters are so good. Watch that movie. Just do it for me, man. You love me. Do it for me.
Yeah, sure. Don't take that to heart if I just... Oh, how about this? I'll watch a trailer.
A trailer of The Sting is not going to do it justice.
How about I watch a trailer and slow it down to half speed?
It's not as slow as, like, you would think it is. I understand that, like, older movies are very slow. Sarah, back me up. That movie does not move as slow as older movies normally do.
Well, I don't tend to think that older movies move that slow.
Okay. Not helping my argument.
I think it's because we action pack everything now. Like, mm-hmm. everything, you have to keep everybody's attention all the time, and they don't listen to the story. They don't.
Yeah, but you're talking to a dude here that does not like Game of Thrones because it's too complicated.
I never said I don't like it.
You said it's too many characters to remember.
I said I don't remember or I don't follow anything in it, but I still watch it. I think it's great, Scott.
I think you have the potential to like the movie if you gave it a chance.
I think you owe it to us to watch the movie and see what you think. It's like, what, 2 hours? It's two hours and 15 minutes?
Something like that. But you get to see both of my crushes.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Yeah, maybe I'll crush on them too, guys. Maybe next week it'll change. Kristen Wiig, move over. Robert Redford and Paul Newman. Yeah, buddy.
Robert Redford in his prime was legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot. I'd touch him on the face like... Yeah, that's why they call him Redford. He's hot. Red hot. Okay. Okay, next question. Here's another one. If you can go back in time to when you were a kid and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
Say yes to Scott Clark.
Yes. No.
I'm sorry, Scott Maddox. It was Scott Maddox at the time.
Probably nothing.
You just stare at yourself? Like,
I wouldn't go back and change anything.
That's good. That's actually the best answer I've gotten, because a lot of people say they go back and say something. I mean, I think I'd go back and tell myself to don't sweat the small stuff or don't be so So nervous, but then
or buy Apple. That was my answer. Me for asked me
buy Apple.
Buy Apple.
And all, and then that would change everything though. One little decision. I mean, we've all seen the butterfly effect. I mean,
right.
Next thing you know, you'll have no arms, no legs, laying in a bed.
Right. So it would change everything, and I like me in my life. So
good, great. That's a great answer then. Okay, what's the proper way to order a burger?
The proper way, like temperature-wise or toppings-wise?
Topping-wise. So when you go, when you order your burger at a restaurant, how do you order it? What's the proper way?
Oh, God. With everything.
Just everything?
Yeah. It has to have bacon and cheese,
yes,
avocado, and mayonnaise and mustard and ketchup and lettuce, pickles, onions, all of this stuff. All yes. of the you can even throw a fried egg on that bitch.
Oh, I love fried eggs on my burgers.
So do I love fried eggs.
I love a good burger.
With a runny yolk?
Yeah.
You just bite and it's like.
I eat like a man. It's disgusting.
Yeah, like the Carl's Jr. commercial. You got the hot chick and she's just like dripping all over her chest.
Everything all over, yeah. Food all on your tits. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I love Carl's Jr. for that. I just love a messy ass hamburger. Normally I go to In-N-Out Burger and I just get a burger, both kinds of onions, and I want extra pickles.
You California people in your In-N-Out Burger. We don't have that shit up here.
I don't get In-N-Out's okay. They're okay. I like Smash Burger better.
We don't have a Smash Burger here, but I've heard of that.
Oh, it's so good.
What about Five Guys?
I like Five Guys a lot.
You have the works, and it has like A1 sauce and shit in there.
Yeah, yeah. They throw all kinds of stuff on their burgers. Yeah,
I think Five Guys is overrated.
I think you can shut your whore mouth. I think.
I don't even think it's rated at all. I mean, I rarely hear anyone talk about it. It's not like In-N-Out. Everyone talks about In-N-Out because it's all simple and shit. But I mean, I went to Denny's a couple months ago and got like a. It was like a nacho. I think it was like called like a nacho burger. So it was like a burger, cheese, and then it had tortilla chips in there, guacamole in there, salsa in there.
Oh my God, maybe that sounds amazing.
It was so good. It was so good. It was a mess, and it was just the best. You know, like
yeah.
Denny stepped up their game, right? In like the early parts of 2000.
I've never hated on Denny's,
but they started like. Yeah, Denny's. Remember, they used to have like the Grand Slam was super cheap.
Yeah.
Now everything's more.
That was their shtick. But now they've like been, hey, we serve pretty good breakfast, and we're gonna charge more.
But when you're out late at night and you're drunk and you need food, like Denny's is the fucking bomb.
Yeah, Denny's is the bomb.
But that's when you're gonna spend the most money. Is when you're out drunk and you don't care what it costs. You're just gonna pay for whatever to get.
But you also just dropped like $100 in a bar to order and drinks all night. Like,
so like paying like $15 for a breakfast is not a big deal.
It's not. They have a menu now. It's like $2, $4, $6, $8. They have all kinds of shit. That's actually, yeah, Denny's is awesome. Okay, so another question is, what is the first thing that pops in your mind when I say horribly awkward podcast?
You pop in my mind.
Everybody says you or your beard. I like to
That's
see
the what most you're... popular answer from all well, the episodes yeah. I listen to. Horribly awkward. I think it's Sean.
No one ever says like, because you know at first they go bullshit. Oh, you.
Well, no, like because like even on Facebook and stuff, like your picture is right there. So, yeah.
Awesome.
It's your face is what I see.
Is it awkward enough?
Your face?
Yeah. Is my face awkward? Yes.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's as awkward as you think it is, but it's fun.
You're a good looking dude, Sean.
For fun, you don't give yourself enough credit, all the man. Time. I just look like this. Okay, last one. If you legitly saw you were out camping with your husband, you guys were out there hanging out, you guys mm-hmm. were making marshmallows, and Bigfoot just walked by.
Okay.
You didn't have enough time to get your camera. He didn't see it. Only you saw it. Are you going to tell him, or are you just going to keep it to yourself because everyone's going to think you're crazy?
I'm going to tell him.
You going to tell anybody else?
Maybe not.
All right, let's try this out then. Go ahead. Tell me you just saw Bigfoot.
Okay. I just saw Bigfoot.
No,
there was Bigfoot in the woods. I don't believe you.
Nope.
He was 8 foot tall, hairy as fuck, big feet. Plain as day. I saw him.
Nope. You have pictures? You have a phone. You always have your phone in your hand.
Not camping, I didn't.
No, no, you have excuses? I don't believe it.
That's okay. You don't have to do
it. I wanted like imagining somebody actually like your best friend. Who's your best friend? Is it Bree?
No,
she's like, she's listening like, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Your best friend is not Bree?
I'm just guessing. Okay, so you have your best friend. Your best friend comes over. She goes, I saw Bigfoot.
Yeah.
You're going to go, cool.
Yeah. I would believe her if she told me that shit.
Yeah. Are you sure? It wasn't just one of those wasn't one of those sexy men with hairy bodies.
It just wasn't one of those bearded guys hanging out in the woods.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
No, I would believe her.
If you guys told me, I'd just say, haha, it's funny. You guys are so funny.
I lived in the Pacific Northwest for a little while, so I never saw Bigfoot.
You never saw Bigfoot?
Disappointment.
Were you looking, though?
Well, I was in the woods a lot.
Did you set traps? You got to set traps, though. They like butterfingers. You got to dangle a butterfinger from a tree just above where they can reach.
How do you know that's what they like? Have you met one?
Well, I don't know if it's... Harry and the Hendersons, remember that shit? Yeah. Could they redo that nowadays and make it work?
I don't know. That's a question for Scott.
Yeah, could they do that?
No, they could not.
They couldn't do it. They could. There was a horror movie I saw recently. It was about Bigfoot. I forget what it's called, but it was actually pretty good. It was found footage, kind of like Blair Witch.
That movie freaked me out.
Blair Witch.
Yes.
Yes, and
there's a new one coming out. Did you see the new trailer,
dude? Yeah. It's called Blair Witch, but it was called
Into the Woods.
No, The Woods.
The Woods. Yeah.
Okay, so I watched the trailer of this a couple months ago. I was like, this looks fucking fantastic. I can't wait. I was in the theater a couple weeks ago. Went to go see Lights Out. They showed the trailer for The Woods. I'm watching. I'm like, yes, that looks awesome. I can't wait till it comes out. I get home. And they announced that that's not even what it's called. It's called Blair Witch. That we've been duped.
That's awesome. I love that, man.
But I just watched a trailer in a theater. Let's say I didn't know because I didn't follow the internet. I'm going to be waiting for The Woods.
Who cares, man? You're surprised either way. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, because my friend and Scott's friend as well, Norma, or her friend Ed Sanchez, is the one who made Blair Witch.
Oh, nice. The other movie scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, so she grew up with him, Ed. So she knew all this stuff. So all the, I mean, me, I don't know if you guys had this feeling, but when you watch Blair Witch, I had a feeling that this was, did somebody die? Did I just watch somebody die? Was this real? Because it was the first found footage.
That was the way that that whole movie is marketed. Like they led you to believe that what you were watching was actually real, instead of it being like a faux movie.
A mockumentary or whatever.
Yeah. I went into the theater and thought that I was watching something that actually happened. And then when I afterwards went to watch interviews with the actors that were in the movie, I was like, what the hell? Like, this wasn't real. I seriously, in the theater, thought I was watching something real.
No, I did too. I didn't hear anything about it. My best friend took me to see the movie for my birthday or something. I was like, what the fuck did you just make me sit through?
Yeah, exactly. See, we all thought that. Now, I feel bad for Norma because Norma's friends with Ed, who made the movie. So she didn't even get that. She just knew it was a movie. She missed it. I mean, that was
she missed out on that whole thing.
Normie is way more enlightened than we are. Let's be honest.
Yeah, Normie's America's sweetheart.
Normie is awesome. If you guys haven't heard Normie, go listen to her stuff. She's fantastic.
Yeah, everyone has heard her at this point because she says, horribly awkward.
Yes. Yes.
Norma's the best. The best. And that was it. I don't have any more questions. Should I come up with a new one? You guys should help me come up with a new one, and I'll put this on next week's. Actually.
What, a new question?
A new good question, though. A good one to think about.
Like a thought-provoking question?
Maybe thought-provoking, but it can't be as confusing as when I ask people when they go back in time to when they're a kid and tell themselves one thing when they really have to think about it. And it can't be as simple as, do you like blue or red? So.
Not to put you on the spot, Sarah, but come with a good question for
the
show.
No, I said you guys. This could be.
Yeah, you said you guys.
Yeah. That was a creepy smile, Scott. You went. I got these little buck teeth. They kind of look like a rat.
How inappropriate can a question be?
Oh, it can be as inappropriate as you want.
Next week I can't ask an inappropriate question because I know who's going to be on.
okay.
Well, for future episodes, just go ahead. What's the question?
Favorite sexual position.
Oh, okay. That's definitely horribly awkward. The next dude who comes on a podcast, I will ask him that.
You can't ask a girl
that. Why can't you ask a girl that?
I can't. I don't know, man. I feel like that. I don't have that personality that can get away with that.
Try. You have a girl on your show.
What is your favorite? What is your favorite sexual position?
Reverse cowgirl.
It's very specific, and you're making me blush.
Isn't that sort of the intention?
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. I've never asked like uncomfortable things.
Why? Why is reverse cowgirl your favorite position?
That's my favorite position too, but I don't get a lot of chances. To do that?
Are you the cowgirl in that?
Yes,
situation?
I have to wear my hat and my mullet wig.
No, no. Like, honestly, why is reverse cowgirl your favorite position?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Or him?
No, I'm asking Sean.
Well, Scott, there's like this.
There is something in the way that it feels.
It hits the clitoris in just the right way.
You guys are making me very uncomfortable right now. This is awesome. Thank you. I love when I feel uncomfortable. I already feel weird and awkward, but I love when I feel uncomfortable.
Guest making you uncomfortable on your show?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who I can ask that question to. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
I think it's going to be a staple at this point, man. Every guest, no matter who they are, male or female. It's horribly awkward.
Even if they get a little embarrassed, they're still going to answer it. They may not be truthful, but they're still going to answer it.
You might be surprised how open people are to their sexuality.
Yeah, I don't think so, dude.
Yeah, but...
I used to have the question on there, what's your favorite porn search word? Then somebody was on, and I don't remember who it was, but I didn't feel comfortable asking it, so I just didn't ask it again.
Pigtails. That's mine.
Pigtails?
You asked.
Pigtails.
Cool, dude. Cool.
And apparently dog voices in the background.
Yeah.
He's mad at me. I'm sorry.
He's all about doggy style.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Doggy. He doesn't have balls. He ain't about nothing.
Aww. They still get their little rocket on.
They can't do anything with it.
I know. It's so uncomfortable, though, when I'm petting a dog and they're sitting there like, and then you're just getting a boner. You're like, whoa, slow down.
Funny thing is, it happens when you do it to men, too.
That's true.
I do that to men all the time.
I bet you do.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just feel weird. Then the dog just looks at your face and you're like, don't look at me with that thing out. Put it away. You guys, I went to the theater and saw Bad Moms. Have you guys seen this?
I haven't yet, and I want to.
It was fucking fantastic.
Is it amazing?
It was. I mean, I'm a big fan of Bridesmaids, so those all women cast comedies, super R-rated movies, I'm down for. I don't think this was as good, but it was pretty close. Like, there was a lot of stuff where I wasn't expecting it to happen. I thought it was really good.
Man, I love Bridesmaids, so that's a tall order to meet.
I would say it would compare if they would have had one scene where someone's shit in the middle of a street.
Oh, you're doing it. You're doing it, aren't you? You're shitting in the street.
What are you doing, Scott? You have some weird looks on your face. I hate when people show their nice teeth off because I don't have nice teeth to show off.
I haven't seen it yet. Hopefully we'll see it tonight or tomorrow.
Go see it. Yeah, definitely go see it. Catherine Hahn, dude, she is fucking hilarious.
Yeah?
I'm going to go with a group of bad moms. It'll be so much fun.
Yes, go with a group of bad moms and watch it. I went with my aunt, my cousin Sarah. My cousin Sarah works at the theater, so she just brings us. We just all go.
You know, the gift movies. Be honest, man.
Yeah, if we go with her, we just all go in. I went with her and my aunt and my mom. And then me and my roommate Josh went. So it was like, but the way we sat in the theater was weird. It was like my mom, Josh, my aunt, me, Sarah. And dude, there was people just howling in that theater. It was a loud, loud audience because it was so funny. I love that shit. I love when it's so loud you kind of miss stuff because people are laughing and having a good time.
It seems like it would be a good time with a group of girlfriends. We've got one of those movie theaters here that have like the recliners and they serve you alcohol.
That's so bullshit. I don't have those.
I'm going to go do that thing.
I see people posting pictures with their legs kicked up, and I'm like, you fucking assholes.
Yeah, and then they like bring the bartender, comes around, like the little waitress, get you drinks.
That's awesome.
I'm down.
Does that ever get annoying, though? When are they real quiet about, like, hey, what can I get for you?
I don't know yet. I haven't been. I've just been hearing about it.
Oh, because
it's a relatively new theater. So, yeah. So I was like, I'll go watch Bad Moms in that theater and drink alcohol and eat an Uber.
When are you doing that?
Next weekend, probably.
Nice.
Yeah, definitely post about it. I really would like to know. I want to know. How much are tickets? Do you know?
They're expensive to that place. I think they're, like, almost $20. I think they're, like, $18.
That's like IMAX price, kind of.
Yeah.
Dude, I give a shout out. Remember, I gave a shout out earlier to Colby Dean.
No, I don't remember.
That he gave with that headset on my show earlier on my podcast.
Are you been drinking, Scott?
He has been drinking
a little bit. He just texted me and said, I told him, I said, "Hey, dude, I just gave you a shout out on the Horribly Awkward podcast because you're awesome." And he's at a concert, and he said that like. He's like, it's weird that you just texted me and told me that because I'm at a concert and I just saw a dude that looked just like you. So apparently I'm everywhere.
Colby, big shout out to you, dude. If you're listening right now, I doubt you are. But if you are, big shout out. Sending you an internet hug. Hope that was
good
as uncomfortable. Yeah. Was that good for you, bro? Listening? I hope you giggled a little bit.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, he wants a treat. He wants you to pet his belly.
I think he wants to go outside.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. If you want to go let him outside, you can.
Yeah, give me a minute. I'll go let him out.
Okay. Scotty.
Yes.
I want a fish tank. I just thought about that as she moved her head and I seen her fish tank. I want a cool ass fish tank.
Why?
I don't know. There's something about watching fish because they all are always moving. You know, like you can have lizards and snakes and they just sit there. But fish are always doing something. They have to keep moving always.
Yeah.
I was telling Scott that when you moved, I saw your fish tank and I was like, I want a fish tank.
Oh, yeah?
Because you just...
It's a pain in my ass.
They suck cleaning and feeding. But it's like, it's cool just to watch fish because they're always moving. They're doing something at all times.
Yeah, and it's kind of soothing. Like, I know it's probably not for you guys right now. It's like clicking and popping, but the water flows and it's kind of soothing. And the fish are nice. We adopted them for my daughter's class.
Aw, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You should have cut them up, had sushi.
They're guppies. That wouldn't work.
It'd be a very small sushi.
The guy at the pet store was like, guppies are really hard to breed. And I'm like, motherfucker, I started out with 10. And now I have like 60. They're not that hard to breed.
Oh, shit. That's awesome. Did you watch them give birth?
Yeah. Yes.
That's so cool.
I always have babies in there.
Oh, do they eat each other?
The parent, the big fish will eat the baby fish. Yeah. But there's plant life in there for them to hide in to try to avoid that.
Wow. That's like survival of the fittest, man.
It's so gross, too, to watch them eat the newborns.
Yeah, it's like rats. If you leave rats in there and they don't have enough food, they'll just eat their little children.
Ew.
It's so fucked up. That's so messed up.
And this show just went dark all of a sudden.
Yeah, they do. They'll eat their little children. But I want a fish tank, like a big-ass fish tank. I used to have one, a saltwater tank one. I had this like little shrimp lobster type thing in there and a starfish. And I had seahorses. I had puffer fish. I had all kinds of cool shit in there. And we went to Santa Cruz. We were out on the beach where the tide pools are at, and I found this like slug, really cool sea slug looking thing, and I put it in my tank for some reason. Whole tank got cloudy. There was left these weird tracks all over the glass, and I don't remember what happened. I think I killed shit. The whole tank went cloudy from this thing. It just put off this
just
everything around me dye chemical, I think.
Oh, that's unfortunate. They're fun to have though. They're just high maintenance.
Yeah, they're fish tanks are cool. Like I was telling Scott, they're kind of soothing just to watch them just do whatever. You can have, I mean, I've had lots of lizards and turtles and snakes, and they just sit there. All they ever do is sit there unless you feed them.
I had a snake. I loved my snake.
What kind of snake?
Red-tail boa.
Oh, red-tail boas are awesome. I had a ball python, and it was super cool and calm and never was aggressive, and I just... I wasn't really paying attention to it, so I gave it to a friend of mine and their son.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Mine passed away.
Aw.
But, yeah, they're cool. I like snakes.
How do you know when a snake passes away since it doesn't have eyelids? So it could be sitting there, you just stare at it for a while, and you're just like, you know, you don't know if it's dead or not.
I mean, the fact that it's not moving, it's pretty much a dead giveaway.
Snakes, they don't move, though. They just hang out.
They do move.
No.
Maybe your snake was lazy.
Yeah, at nighttime when I opened the window and had the fan blowing, you know, fresh air from the outside, it always perk its head up, like, on the screen, you know, just smell around. But other than that, just hung out like a ball. Like a rock. Ball python.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. I said ball. Scott got happy.
Scott's got cats.
I have 3 cats.
I want a cat.
Why?
It's like a friend.
No. Dude, no. Don't get a cat. Don't get a cat. Don't get a dog. Don't get pets. Like lizards and fish, fine. They sit in their tank.
No, the cats
lizards
awesome.
Don't puke on the floor.
Cats, you go... And they come and sit with you.
Nah, if you're the right cat. My cat loves to sit on my lap while I'm playing video games. It's awesome. But then she also pukes on the floor. And yeah. It's annoying as hell.
Guys, I like when Scott drinks because his face starts twitching. He like, uncontrollably. Like, I wish I could match you, dude. But I'm drinking Kool-Aid because that drink that I had was disgusting as fuck.
Yeah, that's why you get it for paying for $5 for a bottle of whiskey.
It was on the clearance rack. It's a $15 bottle.
There's a reason it was on the clearance rack.
Nobody wanted it.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good, though, pecan pie.
No.
No.
Why are you messing with the whiskey?
Yeah, I guess. I guess there's some things. It's like a burger, like you say. Like, put everything in there. You don't want a burger with salt and pepper?
But not whiskey. Like, you could do that to vodka all day, but...
Yeah, I guess. You're right. Whiskey is just... Just whiskey, right? Vodka, right. Vodka, you put anything in there. It all tastes like rubbing alcohol. Right. Anything to take away that flavor, that
yeah. That rubbing alcohol, had to choke it down flavor.
What's your favorite drink? Let's go with that. What's your guys' favorite drinks? I'm talking about like mixed drinks, foo-foo drinks, not like a beer.
Me, I like whiskey, man. I love straight, warm whiskey. I love
warm
scotch.
Whiskey.
Yeah, dude, shots. Like neat, yep, like scotch. No ice, just whiskey, man. I love whiskey.
You actually enjoy the flavor.
Oh, I love the flavor of whiskey.
Like you just especially, like, I'll take my pizza and some whiskey.
Yeah, dude. Totally.
Cool. What about you, Sarah?
I am a scotch drinker. Yeah, I wouldn't do pizza and scotch though.
Yeah, that's a weird combination.
But yeah, like I'm a scotch girl, but I like mine on the rocks.
Yeah, cold.
I like Irish whiskey is my favorite, even over scotch. I love Irish whiskey.
But what's the difference between whiskey and scotch? It's pretty close, right?
It's the way it's distilled. There's a big process. Yeah.
If they fire the barrel or they don't.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's one.
That's a big bourbon thing is when they fire the barrel.
Yeah.
The one that, for me, actually does taste good is lemonade mixed with cake-flavored vodka.
Yeah.
Lemon.
Sure.
Okay.
So it's just like a big lemon cake. I love lemon cake. So
I like lemon cake, too.
It's delicious, guys. I promise you it's delicious. Or orange juice. I'll get like the 50-cal orange juice. And that whipped cream-flavored vodka. Great.
Oh, like an orange sickle.
Yes.
That would be good.
So you want to drink that? Tastes nothing like hard alcohol. You just want just like the straight flavor.
I'm talking about what tastes good, dude. Or else.
I believe they refer to those as girl drinks.
Yeah,
they
girly do. Drinks. Yeah, foo-foo drinks. I like it.
She said that was consternation. Like I believe they refer to that as girly drinks.
Girly drinks. Yeah, I don't care if it tastes good. It tastes good, damn it.
That's true.
I'm not drinking an apple teeny at the bar.
Hey. At home is fine, just not at the bar.
Yeah, at home is fine. I don't mix these drinks. I don't go to like the bar and go, give me one lemonade and cake flavored vodka, please. Yeah, I don't care. I usually take shots.
What do you like to take shots of?
I don't know, just whatever, just regular whiskey or
Yeah.
When you say regular whiskey, what do you mean by regular whiskey?
Regular Jack Daniels, you know? Crown? I don't know.
Crown's not bad. It's Canadian. It's not
Crown,
bad.
Crown's pretty good. I don't like Canadian whiskey usually, but Crown's pretty good.
I don't go for the expensive shit, if that's what you're asking.
Like, if I'm taking shots, it should probably be tequila.
Oh, I can't do tequila.
Hmm.
Why? Did you have a bad experience?
Yes. Several bad experiences.
Tell me.
I don't have a specific example. I just, like, the taste of it just, like, reminds me of bad situations. I can't do it.
Drank too much, vomited all over yourself.
Yeah.
Tequila has that very unique flavor to it. It's kind of hard to explain what it is. It's tequila.
It does taste better if you're in Mexico, though. I will say, for some reason.
Yep. Does it?
I had to hiccup there.
You're like a cartoon drunk. Like, yep. Give me up. How much did you drink, Scott?
A couple beers and 2 fingers of whiskey.
Fingers? Is that how you measure it? With your fingers?
That is how you measure whiskey.
Knuckle deep. Put your fingers in the thing. It's like, yeah, I got knuckle deep.
I'm trying really hard not to be inappropriate right now, but I'm just gonna stay straight.
Hey, dude, we're friends. We're having fun.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I would definitely. I don't know. When I drink a podcast, I can't form sentences very good. And
apparently, I can't either. So.
I mean, I can't normally, but when I drink, it's even worse. And I just kind of skip over words. Like, I take a sentence and, like, just, like, I kind of poke a few words out of the sentence.
Wait,
and then
you got to give us an example now. Give us
an example. You know, I drink a lot, you know? It's Saturday and... It's Sunday, actually. Sunday and, you know, words and all good, man. Like that.
It's entertaining. Like, Scott's at least entertaining us.
Yeah.
Expressions, a little bit of slurring.
I'm sorry, Sean.
All right, guys. Let's take a 10-second bit of silence and I'll stare at Scott. He winked. I couldn't do it, guys. I was actually looking right at his face. He's so red right now. Scott, dude, you're the weirdest dude I know, man.
Yeah? I did it as a compliment.
Yeah. We got a couple more minutes left. We're at like an hour and 30. But I don't know. My mind is just blank right now, and I know...
So, Sean, what else is going on new with you outside of the move? I know you've been moving, but what else is new in your life?
Well, obviously, you know, I kind of split ways with the Horrible Gamers. Shout out to them, though. They're still going, so still listen to their podcast.
Now they have Gamers with an S, which is super lame.
Yeah, Jesus, damn it. But, yeah, I had to – I was I'm a big gamer, and I just was falling. I just didn't want to keep track of gaming at all. Like, I don't right now, unless something pops up in my Facebook feed, I don't know what's going on, and I'm fine with that. I have a game.
What have you been playing lately?
I've been playing Metal Gear Solid for like 3 weeks, and I'm not even a quarter way through the game. I put like 40 hours in that game, but that's in 3 weeks' time, man. That's how much little gaming I'm doing compared to when I used to. But I'm just like chilling, man. I'm just chilling, getting ready to do this move. Talking, meeting Sarah, new friends, meeting Yay. Scott, old friends, you know.
I just get like the under the breath, like old friend, old friend, Scott.
You know, Scott.
I meet Sarah, she's awesome. And then I meet Scott.
Sarah's way awesomer than you.
That's a true story.
And I'm just hanging out. I my mind is blank right now. It's like I was just cleaning the bathroom, went to go grab some supplies, came back, we jumped on here, and I don't really know, I don't have anything like in. Important, just moving sucks, but it's gonna be cool. Like I said earlier, I'm gonna probably migrate to the living room. You know, I can see the sun. You ever seen the sun? I mean, shit.
It's lovely. I have.
Sarah, what about you? What's going on new with you?
New? Not a whole lot. I've been dealing with deployment. I'm coming to the end of a deployment with my husband. He's in the Navy.
Yes.
And
he'll be coming home next month, right?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, he could or could not be coming home next
week. We are at the end. He will be home in a few short weeks.
How long has he been gone?
It'll be 7 months total.
Ooh, that's a long time.
Yes, it is.
That's going to be a party. That's going to be a fucking party.
Yes, it is. And I have two daughters that I hang out with. It's summertime, so hanging out with them a lot. And, yeah.
How old are your daughters?
I have a 13-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Oh, so it's like at the age where she's like, Mom, I know everything. I'm 13.
Sometimes. She's a pretty good kid. She's a pretty good kid. I got lucky with her. The 7-year-old, I feel, is going to be my issue.
When I was 13, I knew everything.
Yeah, no, Bella. Her name is Bella. My 13-year-old is Bella. She's pretty good. She listens and she huffs. You know, she does that 13-year-old, anytime you ask her to do anything.
Why is your 7-year-old going to be the problem?
Because she's only 7 and she has all the spunk and attitude of her mother.
Hmm.
Yeah, so we're going to butt heads.
I had two kids. I sold one for... No, I wouldn't say I sold. I traded.
You traded?
I traded for this kick-ass dog. This dog was awesome. It was like a blue-nosed pit bull. Beautiful dog. It was well worth my I'm not going to say son or daughter because I don't want you guys to know. but I traded for this dog, and the dog ran away. So I tried to get it, like, hey, can I have my child back? Because the dog ran away. You know, he didn't stay. He didn't listen. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have any kids. I've never had. Actually, I don't know. I mean, I hope I don't.
Yeah, because what'd they tell you?
I don't know. You know, I can. No, actually, I don't have. The girl who I thought I was going to have a kid with that I moved to Texas with, I'm so glad that didn't happen. That was all fake.
Because good thing that didn't pan out.
That would have been terrible. That would have been work, just like they say in the songs. Because, it's type of chick that would use it against me. And, I can go into crazy details. I'm going to save everybody listening those details.
All right.
Yeah, it was terrible. But, yeah, I'm just, nowadays, man, this is what I'm doing. Just hanging out in my spacey room. I don't make my bed because my mom is not here to tell me to make my bed. It's not like, Scott comes on, he's like telling me to make my bed and shit. Like, what is that?
I didn't tell you to make your bed.
Do you make your bed every morning, Scott?
No.
Why did you tell me about my bed?
Because I don't have my camera focused on my bed when I'm recording.
Okay, let me raise that up here.
I look like Killjoy. Killjoy was here.
Wait, let me see if I can lift up.
For those that are listening to this podcast audible only, that's this makes for great radio.
I know that was inside thing, but guys, I just pulled myself up to the camera because it was too high to see me. Yeah, I don't know, you guys. I'm out of ideas.
Let's wrap up, man.
Sure, well, we could wrap it up.
We could.
Yeah, we'll do this another time. And Sarah, next time we'll be less uncomfortable. And I might start doing like 2 podcasts a week. I don't know if the listeners want that, but fuck it. You're going to get it because I'm going to need to keep my mind occupied more. So I'm going to probably record 2 episodes. And I have a big list of people to get on, so it would be fine. So maybe people can just pick and choose what guests they want to listen to.
How many times is Scott Clark on that list of future episodes?
Well, I've been writing people's name down on my board because I'll just forget who I've said.
You got like a dry erase board next to your desk?
He does back there. You can't see it?
I can see it right there.
I got
2
dry. The big one's got like... Okay, the big one's got a... You could probably can't see it, but there's a list of the weekdays. Then I have like the shows I have to remember to watch on those days. So I'll forget what shows come out. And then I wrote a bunch of people's names on there because I think way ahead of time. I'm always jumping the gun. I'm always asking people like, hey, should we do a podcast? Oh, I can't do it now, but hopefully someday... So I got like a list of names on there that I'm like slowly working at.
Yeah. Very nice.
That's awesome, man. How's it working out for you?
I don't know if it's work. It's great.
It's
I got
working
people.
Great, Sean. Your it show is awesome.
It's fantastic. I got people to talk to. The thing is, I keep adding names to the list before I get rid of the names.
Okay.
I guess that's not a dilemma. I don't know.
Is that why you keep calling me up? You're like, I'm out of guests. Scott, you want to come join us? Like, I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel. What's Scott doing tonight?
Yeah, you're my last resort always.
I know. I'm always your last resort.
Yeah. But yeah, man, Scott, you know you're always welcome on.
I appreciate it, man. I love you, man.
Yeah. I love you too, dude.
And don't cry, man.
Scott just sent me a message.
You guys are so sweet.
It says, I gotta pee. We should wrap up. Thanks, Scott, for taking charge of my podcast. Yeah, so let's get to the wrap up. Hey, yo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
I don't know, man. Wrap it up, son.
Well, if you'd like to follow me, you can follow me on the interwebs. My podcast is The Gaming Outsider, which you can follow at thegamingoutsider.com. I'm also a guest weekly on thehollywoodoutsider.com, which you can follow at thehollywoodoutsider.com. Listen, subscribe, join. We would really like to hear everybody's opinion. We have also got Facebook groups as well, so join us there.
Is that it?
That's it, man.
Are you sure?
Do you want to redo that?
You want to try again?
I'm just joking. I don't want you to redo it again. You guys know you can find me on the BS Podcast Network, so shoot over to bspodcastnetwork.com and listen to all the other cool, groovy shows. The Pure BS Podcast, Real Stupid Podcast, The XD Experience, Accidentally the Whole Tip, Bitches Who Do Work, Dropping Loads, Geek Dig, and I need to go through that list. I know there's something I'm missing, and there's another one that's all German, 100% in German.
My favorite part of last week's episode was when you tried to explain each of those podcasts to your guest.
Yeah, to Najara, I did, and I sent that clip to the guys who run the Pure BS and Real Stupid, which are Steven and Ben, who are the owners of the BS Podcast Network. I sent him that clip, how she says, like, yeah, I think Pure BS is better, though. So I made sure I sent that to him. I was like, it's done. It's settled. It's in stone. And I sent him that clip, which is pretty awesome. Nice. You guys, you can also find me on Twitter at @awkward_podcast, or my personal account is @theycallmeiams. And They Call Me Iams is also my gamer tag if you guys want to find me on Xbox, Steam, Origin, PS4, all that stuff. If you do add me, send me a message, though, and say, hey, I'm a listener, or else, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's just...
You get a lot of stalkers.
I don't get any stalkers, but I just want people to tell me, hey, and I'll say, hey, and that's it.
Well, early on. You might get some stalkers.
I want stalkers, guys.
Yeah?
I want stalkers. I just want to hear a tap in my window, and I get all nervous, and I'm looking out there, and someone's just, like, looking through. Hey! I want stalkers. It sucks. I've never had a stalker.
Your stalker shows up with whipped cream, vodka, and some orange juice.
Yes! Yes! If anybody shows in my apartment... Actually, come find me. I'm in Fresno. Look for me. I'm near the corner of Willow and Ashland Avenue.
Wow. Getting way specific.
Yeah, that's not specific. That's just an area. So if you can go find in that area and look for me and find me, shit, let's hang out. Sure. Seriously.
Show up with cocktails and a good time.
Yeah, show up with cocktails and condoms. Let's hang out.
Cocktails and condoms.
And maybe a pizza.
Yeah, there's a pizza place right across the street. Yeah.
Nice.
Email is horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com, and the voicemail number is 510-600-3475. And I always forget to promote that I have a Facebook page, and I do have a YouTube channel, which is there. I don't really ever say much about it, but lately I've been saying I don't say much about it, but that's me saying something about it, me saying that I'm not saying much about it. So I guess I am promoting it, right? I guess I'm promoting it. So
you are promoting it.
So check out my YouTube channel that nobody ever goes to. Actually, one video on that thing gets a lot of views, and that's the Sissy Jones thing.
Oh, I've been trying so hard to get her on my show.
Yeah, Sissy Jones is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And that is it. Sarah, what is one thing you've learned on today's podcast?
That Scott drinks a lot when he podcasts.
Scott, what's one thing you've learned?
What have I learned? I learned that you were a sexy bitch.
Damn. Are you talking to me or Sarah?
Mostly you.
Mostly me, yeah. Invite. Anytime you want to come to my apartment, man. I gotta, trust me, my futon turns into a bed, bro.
Oh, be careful what you be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're out. That's it.
As Gidget would say, peace out, Brussels sprouts.
Sarah.
Yes.
Tell me a story, any story, first story that pops into your mind. Tell us right now.
Nothing popped in. Sorry.
You have to tell us a story. There has to be something.
A story.
Any story about anything interesting that happened to you recently?
It doesn't have to be recently. It could be when you're a kid. I don't care.
Even when you're a kid or whatever. It has a purpose, trust me.
Okay. So Scott knows this story. I have a softball story. I was a softball player as a kid. And we were playing a doubleheader, just like the last game of our season. And I threw the ball so hard and so fast that I dislocated my right shoulder. And they would not let somebody sub for me to hit. So I hit the ball, a home run, with my left hand. Did not use my right arm.
I thought you said it was a triple. It was a home run?
Yeah, it might have been a triple.
You told me it was a triple.
It was probably a triple. I told it to you. I'm on the spot and I'm nervous, so.
Yeah, that's one of those moments where you're like, I just did something right. Fuck.
Right. Yes. And then my friend's dad, who was on the team, was a doctor, and he tried to put it back in.
I thought you went to the hospital. Did you do it?
Huh?
Did he pop it back in?
He didn't pop it back in. He couldn't get it back in, so I had to go to the hospital.
But and you batted with a dislocated shoulder.
I did.
Well, you batted left-handed.
Yes.
It hit a triple to win the game.
Yeah.
Last game of the season.
Yes.
That's a pretty cool freaking story.
Went to the fucking hospital.
Have fun with that, Sean.
Oh, this will be a challenge. All right. All right, Sarah. So we're going to do some improv. That's how every episode starts off.
Okay.
And we're going to improv off of that sort of type of story.
Can I tell you, Sean, by the way, I've been listening to your show for obviously a year now. And that music that you have during the improv section is so freaking perfect.
I've tried like 10 different things and it does not work.
That whatever you have, I don't know where you got that. That music is absolutely perfect for the improv section. It's like become a staple of your show to me.